big data and like the teams and whatnot. It was like one of my favorite albums in like 2013, and I've just been getting back into it, and I'm sort of amazed at how well it holds up. It's the sort of thematics and in the production and all of that. I'm really digging it. Apparently they have a new album out, or not new anymore. It came out in like 2019 that I just missed, so gotta give that a listen. But if you enjoyed that song, check out that record. I think you might well enjoy it too. As for me, I'm DJ Michael. This is On the Air Tonight Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be with you for one more hour playing some of my favorite music, just random stuff that I hope you dig. And now, you know, I was in Memphis a couple weeks ago with some friends. And one of the things we did was we toured the National Civil Rights Museum, which was a very moving experience. And it's sort of built into the Lorraine Motel, which is was this important location for the sort of Memphis, like, civil rights leaders and the sort of broader music scene there. Their sort of milieu was based out of there. It was also the place where Martin Luther King was sort of tragically assassinated. And one thing I learned there is that Dr. King's last sort of request was a phone call he placed to Ben Branch, who was going to be playing, leading the orchestra at his event later that night to play Precious Lord, Take My Hand, which was Dr. King's favorite hymn. He requested that he play it real pretty, you know. And then just a few moments later, he was shot and killed. And I found that really moving, especially to find out that, you know, eventually Ben Branch and his orchestra did record sort of a version of this song as they sort of imagined playing it to fulfill Dr. King's last request. And I find the recording really moving, so I'm going to play it now. I hope you enjoy it. It's Ben Branch and the Operation Breadbasket Orchestra and Choir with Precious Lord, Take My Hand, the last request of Dr. Martin Luther King. That'll take us into the next 10 minutes or so. So hope you enjoy this nice gospel spiritual cut. And spare a thought for the deceased Dr. King. I just had to add that little clip of the Thelonious Monk Septet playing Abide With Me on there. It's one of my favorite recordings. Just a beautiful sound. Hope you enjoyed that sort of powerful rendition of Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Let's keep the music rolling. Going back a little bit into more folky areas. Starting with the folk master himself. Well, I guess they're not really, but, you know, one of the folk masters. It's off of the Paul Simon Songbook, his original solo EP after Simon and Garfunkel had appeared to fail, and then was later resurrected. It's Leaves That Are Green, the original recording by Paul Simon here on WMFO. Hope you enjoy.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl. I held her close, but she faded in the night, like a poem I meant to write. And the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. I threw a pebble in a brook and watched the ripples run away, and they never made a sound. And the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Hello, 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 hello. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. That's all there is. And the leaves that are green turn to brown.
A postcard and a screaming In your arms I wanna stay. Oh.
That is Happy Heart by Andy Williams. That song closes out that Danny Boyle's first film, Shallow Grave. I love that sequence, and I really like that song, too. Before that, it was, of course, That's Entertainment by The Jam. A classic. But for now, before any more music, we got an important PSA for you. Please take this to heart. This is about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. It's in quite an important PSA. I do not want to end up in a trauma center. Because then I wouldn't be able to keep playing you music, which I will be doing until 6. So we got another, 35 minutes or so? We'll keep the tunes going. Let's go right into it. I told you at the start of the show, feeling a little angsty today, feeling a little 2000s. The political climate's got me feeling like we're in the George Bush era again. So who else to turn to in such trying times than our old friends Green Day? This is Jesus of Suburbia here on WMFO, Tufts, Medford, Freeform Radio. I'm the son of Rachel Love, the Jesus of Suburbia, the Bible of none of the above, only steady diet of. Son of Papa Riddle Lad, now I never died for my sins. And as far as I can tell, these are the ones I got away with. And there's nothing wrong with me. This is how I'm supposed to be. Fix. Sitting on my crucifix, I live in Rome. All my private wound, walk the moms and brides away. To follow love and follow dad, to uncle all his cigarettes and Mary Jane, to keep me insane, doing someone else's cocaine. And there's nothing wrong with me. This is how I'm supposed to be. Believe, but don't believe in me.
when there ain't nowhere you can go. Running away from pain when you've been victimized. Tales from another broken.
Exopolitics by Muse, one of my favorite Muse tracks. And in fact, I've really dug the past like three Muse singles coming off of their new album. I mean, talking of going back to the early 2000s, is Muse back? Well, I guess that depends on you thinking that Muse left, but I think Muse might be back. I'm looking forward to the record. I think it was good. I think those singles have been good. We'll see how it goes. Before that, of course, was Jesus of Suburbia by Green Day. Who else? Getting towards the end of the show here, I got two more songs for you, and then we'll wrap up with a little bit of Brian Eno. We're going to close out today with some tracks off Here Comes the Warm Jets. But no more time for, you know, rambling on. Let's get right to it. This is my favorite cut from The Kinks, and in fact, I think probably my favorite song from the year 1969 and maybe the 60s. I think this is just a tremendous song. But here it is. It's Shangri-La here on WMFO. Cool.
Now that you've found your paradise, this is your kingdom to command. You can go outside and polish your sit by the fire in your Shangri-La. Here's your reward for working so hard. Gone are the lavatories in the backyard. Gone are the days when you dreamed of that car. You just want to sit in your Shangri-La. Slippers and sit by the fire. You've reached your top and you just can't get any higher. You're in your place and you know where you are, in your Shangri-La. Sit back in your old rocking chair.
He was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. Every time I think about him now, Lord, I just can't keep from crying. 'Cause he was a friend of mine. He died on the road. He died on the road. He never had enough money to pay his room or board. And he was a friend of mine. I stole away and cried. I stole away and cried. 'Cause I never had too much money, and I've never been quite satisfied. And he was a friend of mine. He never done no wrong. He never done no wrong. 1,000 miles from home, and he never harmed no one. And he was a friend of mine. Was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. Every time I hear his name, Lord, I just can't keep from crying. 'Cause he was a friend of mine.
He was a friend of mine, Bob Dylan, studio outtake released on the bootleg series on that first volume. A great sort of project that the Dylan sort of camp has taken. I really like all the bootleg releases, and I really like that song. I don't know, it reminds me of my grandfather, you know. Show, we're coming to an end, unfortunately, but all good things must end, right? That's what they say. I've been your host, Michael. We've played lots of random stuff today. No real coherent theme. We'll have more good stuff next week. I don't know if there'll be a coherent theme or not, but I guess you'll have to tune in to find out. Every week, every Thursday, from 4 to 6 p.m. here on WMFO. I'm DJ Michael, and this is On the Air Tonight Radio. Not really at night, once again, but it is on the air tonight. As I said, I'm going to close out the show for you with the two final cuts off Brian Eno's album, Here Come the Warm Jets. I just love the way that these sort of two songs flow together. I love listening to my vinyl copy of the album just because you get to hear that smooth sort of transition. It always catches me off guard how nice it is. So I'll play it for you today, hopefully recreate it with digital, unfortunately. But anyway, That's our show. The Desperate Hours are coming on next. Hope you'll stick around for that. And, as always, keep turning back to WMFO. See you later. Have a good one. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
People come and go and forget to close the door and leave their stains and cigarette butts trampled on the floor, and when they do, remember me, some of them are old, some of them are new, some of them will turn up when you least expect them to, and when they do, remember me, remember me. Lucy, you're my girl, Lucy, you're a star, Lucy, please be still and hide your madness in a jar, but do beware, it will follow you, it will follow you. Thank you.
crusader. I'm just a desert crusader.